All right, we'll call the meeting to order. We'll start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, by liberty and justice for all. So I want to welcome you all here tonight. I assume everybody's here for participation in government, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for choosing us to come and visit. We appreciate that. So this is the Board of Trustees meeting. We meet every month on the second Wednesday at 7:30 in the evening. My name is Bob Valenti. I'm the mayor for the village. To my right is Richard Elder, trustee, Gaetano Forte, trustee, and Ryan Bush, trustee. So I represent the executive branch of the village, and these gentlemen represent the legislative branch of the village. The village also has a court, so we also have a judicial branch within the village, but they operate separately from the legislative and the executive. So much like everything else you read about, you know, the governor and the assembly and the Senate and the president and the House of Representatives and the Senate, the executive branch and the legislative branch, they all work together. They work together to first to create laws that need to be done. We don't do a lot of that here because they do a lot of that for us. But we administer the business of the village. We provide services like water to village residents. We pick up the garbage for them. We pave the streets. We plow the roads and things like that. So we conduct that business here on a monthly basis and make sure that the business of the village is taken care of. So that's pretty much how it works in a democracy that we have here in the United States. Officials are elected by the electorate. That's the people, the residents of the village. We'll be having having an election next week. Two trustees are up for election next week, and we will have an election to village residents will make their cast their votes to choose two representatives to sit on this legislative body. So that's how that works, and then they will work for them for the next 4 years. It's a four-year term. So that's how that all comes about. So it's important, I think, for you all to understand these things because, there's a lot of people that, you know, they talk about their freedoms and, you know, and all that stuff, but all that comes with responsibility. And the responsibility is to participate in the government, because the government, we're a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And it's the of the people that is the hardest part, because that requires people like you guys to step up and say, hey, I want to do my part. Is there something I can do to help my community better? How can I serve my community? So that's kind of an overview of how this things work. So I'm going to open up the floor right now for questions. If any of you guys have any questions, I know you had a list. Did I cover some of them or what?
All of it.
Yeah.
Except one, actually.
Okay.
Are you
go for
paid?
It. What's that?
Are you guys paid?
We are paid.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else? Nope. Okay. So we'll try not to keep you here too long. So just our meetings are usually fairly quick. So entertain a motion to approve the monthly board meeting minutes for February.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions, alterations, deletions on the minutes? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the February treasurer's report.
Make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. No correspondence for the month, correct?
No.
All right. Old business, streets and sidewalk project. So we've been trying to set up a meeting with LaBerge and DOT to go over the right-of-way issues that need to be addressed and figure out what it is we have to get done, make sure we're on schedule. We have not been able to come up with a timeline that meets everybody's availability, so I think we're shooting towards now either the end of March or the first week in April at this point. But I will keep you up to speed. All right, so anybody have any questions on that that project? All right, new business. In your packet you have a proposal from LaBerge to review the Scotia development. So we, the other, signed that the project applicant has established escrow in an amount of $5,000 to cover the associated consultant review at this time, which will be invoiced based on our standard hourly rates. So we did get that reduced from $8,000 to $5,000, and so I think that's what we were quoted originally. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the contract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion is passed. Is this one good? Or do you have another one in there?
Yeah, I have. But, did you sign that
one? I did.
Okay, I'll take that one.
Thank you.
Everybody has a copy, but I'll take this.
Yep. Music in the Park and Farmer's Market.
Oh, that's me. That's me. Okay, so in May, Music in the Park will start, and I generally try to do a band May, June, July, August, sometimes September. Depends if the weather stays. It actually starts getting dark, so they don't play that good. Most of the time we only have one band that we actually pay. And that I get from you guys. The rest of the bands donate their time. So I generally do a 50-50 or something to try to rake up some money, you know. I also want to do this year, because I had some other people bring it up and suggest it, like a farmers or vendors market on that same night. You know, it's free for them, mm-hmm. but people will come, purchase things, donate to my donation basket, mm-hmm. and help me pay the bands a little more.
Okay.
Just wanted to see if you guys did it.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I'm going to do it like once a month.
All right.
Yeah, because I have so much spare time.
Do you have vendors?
I do. I have a few that are interested. Anybody that's interested can just contact me. I'm not really turning anybody down unless they're numerous duplicates. Because it's not going to be good to have five people of the same thing. They won't make any money, so they won't come back. But yeah, they can contact me if you have somebody. You know, it can be arts, crafts, fruits, vegetables, whatever. Okay. Kind of like the farmers markets that I do on Wednesdays up at the smiles thing. Yeah.
So let me ask, is there any value to even charging like $20 or $25 a vendor?
It'll be a sign say that the vendors could donate, but like I pay $50 for the whole season down at the other place.
Okay. So I'm just thinking it'd help you give money to the bands.
I think that people will donate to my 50-50 more. And I'm going to have a donation basket for the band there.
Perfect.
So we're hoping to brew in more people as well, because, you know, we get, on a really good night, I've had like 45 people, but, I mean, Skoda gets like 100. I want 100.
You need a bigger commons.
Huh?
People need a bigger commons.
Well, they can park over at Smiles. They do. So we're going to give it a try. See what happens. So if you know anyone that wants to be a vendor, have them contact me.
All right. AIM funding support resolution. So I signed on it, so sent it in. So the this is from Nikon. They're requesting that we sign on to a letter of support asking for an increase in the AIM funding. I forget what AIM stands for. What's it stand for?
I'm having it's a
aid, aid.
Aid.
And something in municipalities.
Yeah.
Aid. Something.
It's aid for municipalities. So we get, the state budget passes a budget and every local government gets a little piece. Our piece is like 10 grand. But, you know, it's that's what it's about. So I see that Nikon put out a thing today that the Senate standalone bill and the Assembly standalone bill also have increased, they have temporary increased AIM funding. The basic level is they put in the same as the governor did, but they added a temporary increase. I guess it's some of one house is 2 years for 2 years and one's just for the 1 year. So
what? So more than that 10,000 that they usually get?
Yeah, but it'd be under a separate thing. It wouldn't be distributed as AIM funding. It would be distributed as a different temporary thing.
Temporary municipal assistance.
So they want us to.
Oh yeah, temporary municipal. So AIM is municipal assistance. And so temporary municipal assistance
is the new program.
Yeah.
Any value? So we'll send in a copy of your letter to.
To
their offices.
Well, what I did was there's a link on the NICOM site.
All of them.
That you just, yeah, you sign, you click on the link and sign on, put your information in, trustee, village of Nassau, blah, 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 then they add you to the list and send it to everybody.
And they blast it out to all of them.
Okay. Yeah.
There's also, in the letter that we got a couple weeks ago, there's also a resolution that they're asking us to consider passing.
So it's this resolution that I put in your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they want.
I thought that's what you were saying.
No, well, we're not there.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, I don't even see
it. They want you to adopt the resolution that I attached to your packet.
Yep.
So it's not on the agenda.
I thought it was.
The resolution.
It's on
there.
The agenda.
I see it.
Yeah.
It's not under resolution.
Yeah.
Well, it's under
Okay.
New business.
I got it.
So yeah, so there's a resolution supporting the increased aid to municipalities. So I'll read it into the record. Resolution supporting increased aid to municipalities and strengthening New York state local partnership. Whereas Governor Kathy Hochul released her 30-day amendments to the executive budget, which include an additional $100 million in temporary municipal assistance to be allocated in the same manner as in the past 2 years. Whereas these additional investments reflect a recognition that New York's strength begins in its cities, villages, and towns, and that the strong state-local partnership is essential to delivering the services, infrastructure, public safety, and quality of life that residents expect and deserve. And whereas the local governments across New York continue to face mounting fiscal pressures driven by inflation, increased service demands, infrastructure demands, and rising operational costs while striving to provide relief to taxpayers amid a rising cost of living. And whereas NICOM Executive Barbara Van Epps, along with the mayors from across the state, testified at the local government joint budget hearing in Albany advocating for increased unrestricted aid and a strengthening state-local partnership. And whereas the additional $100 million in temporary municipal assistance will offer meaningful assistance to many municipalities statewide, helping to address fiscal challenges and maintain essential services for residents. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Village of Nassau applauds Governor Hochul for recognizing the importance of investing in local governments and for reaffirming her commitment to strengthening New York cities and villages, and be it further resolved that the Village of Nassau urges the New York State Legislature to include at a minimum this additional $100 million in temporary municipal assistance in the adopted state budget, and be it further resolved that the Village of Nassau calls upon the governor and the state legislature to develop a more permanent and predictable solution for unrestricted municipal aid to ensure long-term fiscal stability for New York's local governments, and be it further resolved that copies of this resolution be transmitted to the governor, the temporary president of the Senate, speaker of the assembly, and members of the state legislature representing the Village of Nassau.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy to to
adopt
the resolution.
Second
by Rich. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
So I wrote it on the bottom of that, so what do? Just scan it back to them? They want it back, or they just wanted us to have it on record that we did it? I'll scan it back to Nikon.
Yeah, I think we probably should. We probably
really
should all sign
one.
Sign it that we're...
Oh, like maybe put it on resolution paper?
Yeah.
Usually that's what you do. You kick it back as...
Well, they didn't say they wanted it.
Or something from you.
All right, I'll get something set up and let you guys know. It'll be in the office.
Yep, okay. I'll be back in 10 days.
Okay. You say.
And then Rich will be
either before Wednesday or...
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
I leave Wednesday.
Well, if you
That's
it,
next week.
Oh. Yeah, if you set it up, we can all sign it, and when Bob gets back, he can sign it, and then we can send it.
All right. So, so she'll fix that up, and we all set to go.
I'll get a paper before you guys leave, and you guys can sign it, and I'll just make it, I'll copy it onto that.
Okay.
I can get a blank, so. All
right. So, we need to set water rates for April. So, I was looking at the budget, so we finished paying off the bond. So now the bond that $30 bond payment's going to drop off. So we also, on the operations side of it, are, you know, right on the cusp of not having enough money to run operations. So I'm proposing that we set the bond rates at choice number two. So initially, you know, it's a $15 increase twice a year for water for the village, you know, for a residential customer. All the rest of them are up about the same 9%, but we haven't had a raise in this in quite a while. So the residential customer's base water rate for up to two people would be $150 for 6 months. Each additional person in the house would be an additional $22. Residents outside the village pay 1.5 the amount of the residential village rate of $225 plus $33 for each additional person in the house. Commercial customers, excluding flat rate customers, low use would be $222, medium would be $570, high use $739. Flat rate customers are, so this is Snyder's Lake, is that Pine Tree now?
Yeah, that's what he's calling it.
I thought it was East Greenbush East or something.
It's legally under his LLC.
So this is,
that's what it gets billed under.
Snyder's Lake Road Apartments.
Apartments, yep.
So the village portion is $3,238, and the not village portion is $4,856. DPS would be $4,197, Stewart's would be $1,108, and the CEO school would be $855. Folk rate customers would be 13 cents, or no, not 13 cents, 1.3 cents per gallon. So that's what I'm recommending and what I put into the budget for next year.
You want that resolution now, or you want to do it later?
Nope. Well, you can do it now.
So I'll make a motion. We go with choice two.
Second.
Choice two, right?
Yes. Choice two.
Okay. So Rich.
So that's Rich and Guy. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So we need to talk. I guess we need to talk about budget workshops.
Before we go there, Bob, on our new business.
Yes.
In the vouchers, I saw that there was an issue with the village, the SCADA system for the water.
The what?
The what?
The SCADA for the water. We paid a company to come out and fix the.
Yeah, I guess so. I know there was some problems.
My concern in there was the language. It says that they're disabling the safe boot. I guess they were having problems logging in.
Right, and so we need to upgrade the system, and Pete's getting...
Just concerns that, is that create a security risk if we're disabling the secure boot? And I don't know enough about what the security boot is.
I don't know either. We'd have to ask
Pete.
Right now, the state just today put in the register the whole new cybersecurity laws for all of the water systems. And right now, infrastructure has got an eye on it from security, so I wouldn't want, I would want to make sure we're good.
Yeah, you'd have to call Pete. I don't really know any details on that. I know that the system needs an upgrade, and Bob and him.
Yeah, so Pete and Navante got together, and they, so if you look at your water report, you see there's some holes in it.
Yeah.
And that is because the computer is malfunctioning and needs to be replaced or upgraded. So we got a quote from Avanti for that for $2,000, so.
Can they do that like immediately? Because.
Yeah, I suppose.
Just with a, if it does pose a security, they'd have to tell us what the risk is.
So I would call Pete tomorrow and ask him about that verbiage. He knows exactly what they fixed.
Okay.
And
can you call in and talk to him? Because, you know, I'll be on the road if you need me.
No, I just, I saw that and I'm like, we got to make sure we get on that right away.
Okay. And then he can get, call Tim and get an appointment, because I don't know the exact.
Yeah, and we'll just set it up and get it done, because, you know, we had a good year or so this year, so. I don't want to drink it.
Computer's not working right. There's a whole bunch of little issues.
Yeah, fixed.
Yep.
All right, anything else? Okay, so.
So we set the water rates, that's done.
Budget workshops, that's what we're on.
Oh, we already set them.
We didn't set budget workshops, did we?
Yes, you did. You only picked one.
You picked one, April 1st.
Oh, okay.
You got it? You want me to go check in my calendar?
I didn't see it in the, I didn't see it in.
The minutes.
The minutes.
It's not a resolution. You don't need them to make a resolution.
No. So when is the budget work?
April 1st, 7 o'clock.
See, you guys.
7:15.
I was looking at it because I thought it might be today.
Well, I was here today because I thought it was today. I don't have April 1st down.
It's April Fool's Day.
But then you said, I remember.
7 o'clock, right? You said.
The conversation was we'll do it at the meeting. This one would be at the meeting.
Well, because we can discuss it a little bit. And I, you know, and I would like to discuss a couple of things that I put in.
Yeah, 7 o'clock on the 1st.
Okay.
And then we have the public hearing on the 8th and budget presentation.
Budget workshop.
A brief one that we haven't really had to do.
Would you say the other one, the 8th?
Well, it depends on how many people are here. If there's a lot of people, I like to go into detail so that they know.
Right, but if it's empty, then, yeah.
Quickly.
That's on the 8th, Rich.
I got that. It's in my calendar.
7 o'clock for that one, too.
All right, budget workshop at 7, April 1st.
Yep.
And I gave you guys all a copy that Bob wanted you to have.
Yeah, so I got to work on, so there are a couple of things I got to work on now because we're, the web design, we're going to have to add money for that. So I know we talked about it last month. We thought it was going to be a couple of $1,000.
Right.
It's going to be $10,000.
Right. And I told you, it was, I didn't believe their number.
So we're going to have to, I'll have to.
It's going to be easy.
I'll have to go into that and.
And they'll teach you how to do it.
And I think that goes into the, that'll go into the clerk's CE budget. So I'll have to put another $10,000 in there for you.
Okay, that's fine.
So then we'll have to do that. And the other thing I just wanted to talk about was just the, you know, the full-time employees, I went with 4.3% CPI for the year. So we went in excess of the 2% for the full-time people. Everybody else kind of went on the 2% range, or thereabouts, you know, not exact, but I rounded it. And I also put in raises for the board. So if you didn't notice that, there were raises in there for the board. And we could leave those in or not. I don't care, but I just want you to be aware of them. Because it's an election year, and I think that's, if you're going to do that, that's the appropriate time to do it. So, the board hasn't had a raise in 9 years.
And we're still under the cap?
In this budget, we're still under the cap. I do need to make some adjustments, though, but I can figure it out. I didn't send. Okay, I'll send you all the proposed certified payrolls for check June 2, so you see them more easily.
For me?
No, I said I'll send it to you. You can distribute them, so they can see what everybody's going to be paid next year.
Oh, you mean the certified payroll?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've already done it.
That doesn't get done until April 1st.
No, I know it doesn't, but no, this is for starting June 1st. So we do that at the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
So, since we're budgeting for it, right, I want the guys to see, you know, where the wages are going, so. All right, so we'll get together on April 1st and finalize that. I may probably will have a revised budget by then, so.
Yes.
So I'm not anticipating going over for any reason having to go over the tax cap. So I don't think we need to set a public hearing and do that, but that's up to you guys. I'll follow along with whatever you think.
Does it hurt to do it?
It doesn't hurt.
So set it to local law, so then you have to rescind the local law. If you don't need it, I just don't think we have to do it.
Can we?
We haven't done it in the past.
When you send the revised,
yep.
Can you give us an indication if it's still under? And if it's,
oh, yeah, yeah.
If it's not under, then
maybe
we can do the special meeting at the budget workshop. We could announce one, and then we can set the public hearing for that.
Yeah, have 10 days notice.
10 days, and that's only 7 days.
Never mind. It's not gonna go over.
Okay.
I mean, 10,000 is, you know, I mean, I anticipated like 3,000 to begin with, so.
Right.
So it's really only a $7,000 interest thing, and I had 390 in taxable revenue for this year. Collection of taxes, I think we can go to just under 391, so it's like there's a little like $900.
Right, and then we can, do we have fund, when we have fund balance, we can make
we have fund balance, I could do the rest of it with, yeah.
Okay.
So we're not going to need to go over.
Right. And this for budget purposes anyway.
Yeah, so at some
we
point,
don't spend that much.
We're going to probably, I don't know, if inflation keeps the way it's going, it's 2%, it's not going to happen, but we'll see what happens in the future.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on that? Okay.
No, I want to remind everybody to vote next week on Wednesday, and that we have a special meeting immediately following the results. Which
there's
is
a special
posted.
Meeting. Yeah, you're in charge.
It
so
takes
I,
like
I have
five
to run
minutes.
The meeting. It's my meeting to run.
It'll be easy for you then to approve.
Could be the end.
Yeah, because after 9 o'clock,
could be my last
after 9 o'clock, you can be here, so that's fine.
No, I'm saying it could be my last official duty.
Oh, stop! The only one that's probably we don't know if we're gonna get Charlie with all the ones coming out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm. All right,
depends on how you guys vote.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I hope so, but. We'll see.
So just remember, the meeting's, it's at 9 o'clock on the 18th.
It usually ends up being
all
like
three
9:15.
Of you have to be there.
Right, because we have to accept the.
Because we have to have a quorum.
Yeah,
that's your
quorum. I need a
quorum,
so I need you three. 19th?
18th.
Okay.
Next Wednesday at 9.
9 o'clock.
Come in your jammies, I don't care, just be here.
All right, anything else?
Almost done, guys.
Okay, guys, you're up. Any questions? All right, we're going to pay the bills. If you want to form a nice orderly line, the clerk will sign your paperwork.
Okay.
Thank you for coming out tonight.
You need a motion.
Entertain a motion to pay the bills, number 288 through 316, in the amount of $21,508.52 from the general fund and $2,413.27. from the water fund and $4,754.94 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
I'll second.
Second by Rich.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a bill for like $37,000 or something?
Yes.
That's a LaBerge
that
bill
LaBerge.
For the sidewalk project.
So how do these numbers end up being?
That's paid out of a special fund, and it's not listed. The LaBerge bill is not included in the resolution.
The reimbursement one?
The $37,000 for LaBerge on the sidewalk project.
Does it have a voucher number?
It did.
Yeah, what's the, you mean the code she put it under?
The code she put it under is, was a special code, right? That
yes.
H?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Whatever Wendy gave her, so we'll have to look that up.
Yes, but it should be listed in the resolution that we're paying $37,000 out of. I need that code. I need
that
voucher.
Back. We'll do a special resolution just to approve that voucher.
I don't get what you're saying. You gave us a code
just
that Wendy...
Just give me the voucher for the bridge.
Hold on, boys. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Here, I'll get it.
I knew it.
And just taking my papers off.
$37.
I want you to mix up my notes that I already wrote. You look through that.
It's pretty early.
You have a fund already set for that. We don't need to do separate resolutions anymore. You and Wendy already did a fund for that.
We did a resolution to pay it. It's not listed as in here.
Bill's number, blah, blah, blah.
Because it's $37,000, but we're only approving $27,000 worth of bills total.
Does she have it on the abstract sheet?
I don't know. We've got to look in a minute.
Because we could check the... It might, if it's on that, maybe Mary just added the numbers wrong.
All right. Take care of the kids.
All right, it will.
It's in there.
All right, kids. Sorry. All right, let's see. There you go. Next.
Yeah, I know. Capital accounts.
Oh, it's on the back. That's right. She puts capital accounts on the back.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So anyway, we got a motion there. We got Ryan and Rich. We're going to pay for that. We're going to add another resolution. But we'll approve. You want to approve? Want me to add it first or approve?
Nope. We'll do it separate.
All right. All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right. Entertain a motion to pay.
Wait. I'm not here to write the notes.
I'll write the notes.
Okay. You got a different paper than that.
Pay bill number.
Yeah,
I got to find it. What number is it?
301.
Bill number 301 in the amount of $37,000 from the capital account. Yeah, that's all I need, right? Yeah.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Make the motion to adjourn.
Motion by Rich, or Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We're adjourned.